in you? On Jesus' last night with his disciples, he utters a statement that is not to be taken lightly, one that many may overlook without grasping its profound significance. He declares, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." John 14:20. Jesus in you? Yes. And just before this, he explains how this will happen. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." John 14:16-17. Jesus in you, because the Holy Spirit will be with you forever. This was a mystery that no one had anticipated before. To the Jews, when the Messiah arrived, he would be a real-life conquering king, one who would save and deliver the Jews from the Romans' yoke. But in? Don't be ridiculous. Yes, Jesus would be a conquering king who would free them from slavery, but not the kind of king they expected, and not the kind of slavery they expected. Jesus brings a different kind of freedom, one that frees you from a different kind of slavery, the slavery of self, under which you have been slaving all your life. Not with you, in you. During his earthly ministry, Jesus was with man. But after Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to be in man, not with, but in. And this changes everything. Now, why have I dragged you through this explanation? Because without the Holy Spirit in you, all your efforts to follow Jesus will be just that, efforts. Frustrating efforts. Efforts to perform for God, to perform either to avoid punishment or to garner favors. It will be a life of, "I got to," not "I get to," rule-keeping performance. There is no life to the full in that. The greatest shift in my life with Jesus has been learning to lean into and lean onto the Holy Spirit for his powerful power. We describe his power as energy, clarity, and creativity. I need all three. I want all three. And he delivers all three constantly. It is a whole new life, a life of glorious riches, chock full of surprises, with a new energy, a new clarity, and perhaps the most rewarding is his new creativity. At times, it feels like I'm an electrician working in a house with the power still on. Dallas Willard. You can have this too, you know. You do know, I hope. It is a lifelong process, to be sure, but it begins with surrendering yourself to Jesus. It is then activated by wanting this Holy Spirit power. Do you even want it? Then ask for it, and then seek it in every detail of your life. It is not that complicated. Surrender, want, ask, and seek. Ask Jesus, and he promises, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help with you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." And then this Spirit of Truth will set you free from your slavery to self. Jesus said, "If you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:31-32. Free from self, free from slavery, free to live with energy, clarity, and creativity. Now, if you want a little more, Jesus said, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." Okay, stop the presses. The Holy Spirit with us, in us, forever? That is an entirely new paradigm shift for his Jewish friends. You see, in the Old Testament, God gave the Holy Spirit to certain people to carry out his purposes, but only for a while. After God had accomplished his purposes, or the individual refused to carry out his purposes, the Holy Spirit was taken back. But now Jesus promises the Holy Spirit will be in you forever. Forever! The Apostle Paul emphasizes the importance of this startling new reality, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make this known, the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:26-27. Christ, the Messiah, in you. Now that was a mystery.